Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of our Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is our very successful Tuesday flagship show. And as always, I love being with you on Tuesday morning to help you start your week. Today, I am talking to David Allred, who, as it turns out, went to school in Raleigh, where I live, Raleigh, North Carolina. And so we're doing a little reminiscing here. But really what we're going to talk about today is we're going to dive into the concept of eating clean, but really we're going to go deeper than just that. This isn't going to be about like talking points about how to eat and how to fuel your body. But instead, we're going to talk about some of the changes that the food system has seen like over the years. David is a wellness entrepreneur, has built multiple businesses, and has a really interesting beverage product that we're going to talk about too, which is right in the same vein. So thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Allison. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So obviously you and I were chatting before we hit record. You've done a lot of things. You know, you went to school here in Raleigh, where I live, and left to go to college and pretty much never came back, it sounds like.
Well, I still have family. I still have family.
That's okay.
There,
so that's
I'm,
okay.
I'm there. But yes.
That's okay. But you you have sort of seen this evolution of like what's happened with our food system, you know, and it's like, you know, this whole idea of eating clean, it's like eating clean 30 years ago is different than really what it means today. So tell my audience, first of all, a little bit about you and your background, and then we can get into that.
The business I have before the one we're kind of talk about today is a company called dryfarmwines.com. Uh-huh. And yep, we're the leading importer, retailer, wine club for organic and sugar-free wine made made the way nature intended wine to be made, going back 6,000 years.
Right.
And started that 10 years ago. And we always focused on the health and wellness space, the people who wanted to, eat organic and wild produce and yoga,
right,
and Pilates and,
right,
and meditation and, linen versus polyester, that kind of lifestyle, but wanted a wine product that was consistent with it. And wine is very intimidating to most Americans. They want a score. It can be a little bit daunting for people. So we put together a class of wine. So our subscribers get, 6 or 12 bottles of a mixture of French, German, Austrian, Italian, South African, nice, wines. We don't have any domestic ones because of the rampant use of glyphosate, Roundup, the pesticide.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
which every man, woman, and child in America has in their veins right now. You can eat as organic as you want, it's still not there. So, but that journey into the health and wellness and performance space, beyond fitness, there's people like Jim Quick, who is brain coach, help you think faster, read faster, think smarter, those types of things. Kind of put me in the universe to think about, what big food, you've heard about big pharma, you've heard about big everything else. And so what created a beverage called Slack Up, which I'm representing here on the shirt here, which is the Swedish word for quench. And it is designed to be a snack replacement because at that, midday, 10, 8, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. kind of lull, a lot of people reach for a processed, ultra-processed snack, chips, right, cookies, bagel bites, you name it. And so we wanted to give people an alternative to say, hey, we want to satiate you and not put, highly palatable, low nutrient, high calorie, junk food or in your body. And because of the amino acids that we've formulated with 5-HTP, L-carnitine, L-theanine, and then paraxanthine for clean energy and potassium and sodium for electrolytes, hydration, you'll actually eat a little bit less when it comes time to, lunch or dinner, or as we say in the South, supper, just the evening meal.
Right.
You can appreciate, because there's buildings full of scientists trying to figure out how to get you to eat a 10-ounce bag of Cheetos in one sitting and to trick your body. And there's tons of documentaries and research on the science of getting people to consume more from, and for the sake of profit. you know, I'm not that old, but I do remember like you had the 6 ounce Coke and maybe the big Coke was 10 ounces.
Right.
Well, now you can't get anything less than 16. And there's, you know, the big gulp and the, you know, the super size me and everything. So just the proportions are out of control. So the idea was to develop a nice carbonated beverage, flavor, very flavorful. So we have strawberry lemonade, watermelon margarita, and grapefruit's my personal favorite. I like a little more tart. And just really give people empowerment. So there's an organization called myintent.org, and they'll put little bracelets together for you with a washer. And so mine is Empower. And I had it on my wrist for 7 years, and I couldn't take it off because the string had kind of fused together. So I actually went to a jeweler and had it made out of gold. So I have a nice 14 karat gold that I can take off and put back on if I need to. And that's what that's really, if you want to put a through line through my career and through my life, we mentioned before, I also wrote a book in the personal development space called It's All the Same, Stop Looking for the Secret and Be Your Own Guru. Because it's all about you and being empowered to make the right decisions with the best. You need good information to make a decision.
Right.
You know, everybody makes the decision, the best decision they can with the information they have at that time.
Right.
And as Maya Angelou said, who was at Wake Forest University for the end of her career in Winston-Salem, keep going the North Carolina route.
That's
here.
Right.
Go Deacons. She said, when you know better, you do better. And, you know, once upon a time, you know, people thought margarine was great. Oh, you need to eat margarine. Now everybody, I think it's pretty universal that, you know, if you're going to use it, you do butter. Do actual
real butter.
Exactly. Real butter or ghee, if that. But, you know, margarine's chemicals. And so that's really what the through line for me for, you know, for dry farm wines and especially Slacta is to say you have a choice. You have an empowered choice where you can feel good about the decisions that you make. I don't think anybody comes away from, you know, annihilating a bag of Doritos and feels they made a really good decision that day.
Yeah.
Doritos are my personal kryptonite. If I'm at a party, you can have the nicest buffet spread of food and invariably there'd be some like chips and crackers. If I see a bowl of Doritos, forget the shrimp cocktail. I'm going for those Doritos. It's just that.
It's kind of the American mindset. It's like it's not just the fact that it's processed, but it tastes good. It's kind of like lights up the centers in our brain.
Right.
Gives us
by design.
Exactly. It's intentional. Yeah. Let's talk for a minute before we get into talking about your product about just this whole evolution in the food system. Like I can remember. Mm-hmm. Shopping with my mom in Shelby, North Carolina. Big shout out to Shelby where I grew up, staying in the North Carolina trend here. In the good old A&P grocery stores when we had those, right? Mm-hmm. And I can remember like going down the snack food aisle and there mm-hmm. weren't really as many choices as there are today, right? And so my mom would always like, funny story, my mom would always have my sisters and me say, you can pick out one thing. Y'all figure it out, but pick out one thing. And of course, we'd be like arguing over like, well, I like this, well, I like this or whatever. But I guess what I'm getting at here is that we've gone from having, it's not like that stuff wasn't around, you know, 30 years ago.
Right.
What we're seeing now is this inundation of so much of the same kind of thing. And a lot of it is, you know, for profit, right? And people are, you know, recognizing our kind of our love affair with, you know, easy snack foods that actually taste good. But I think the big difference, though, is it's not that we didn't have as many choices. There's almost a part of me that thinks, well, maybe we just weren't aware and we didn't know it then. But I do think things are just made differently today.
I think absolutely. Because I remember years ago, there was a 60 Minutes story about the Frito-Lay people in Plano, Texas. And there was a whole building full of, you know, white lab-coated scientists saying, hey, we want to put just this much flavoring on the chip. If we put too much, you'll feel full and satiated and you'll stop.
Yeah.
You don't put enough and it's like, it's not good enough. So they're like trying to figure out the exact right amount of stuff to keep you over-consuming. And I mean, we've seen type 2 diabetes, we've seen obesity, we've seen metabolic disease. All these things just go up.
Yeah.
And from that period, and it's, you know, is it for profit? Sure. Is it ease? But it's also rewiring the brain. I mean, it's I pretty much have gone low. I've been low carb for a long time. I remember when keto came out, it was super easy for me to follow because I could eat steak and fish and vegetables. And I kind of come in and out, and I could get myself into ketosis very easily. And I would go like on a hardcore period of time. Like my ketones would be like, I've been doing blood sugar draws and blood draws for my both resting glucose and then ketones. I could shoot up to 4.56 easily. Didn't really want to stay there. And it's like everything, you need kind of cycle in and out. But if you're these highly palatable, low nutrient foods, high calorie, you'll notice you're kind of hungrier sooner anyway, because they're not really satiating.
Right, right.
And so now if your midday snack is a banana or an apple or, you know, something on the healthier side of life, then, you know, keep going. Those people have kind of got it figured out, or at least making it work for them. What we want to do is, like I said, try to get people who you're busy, you're on the go. If you're working from home, you're going to go to the pantry. If you're, you know, working in the office, you're going to go to the break room, and you're going to have about a 3-second decision window, which you're going to grab. And we just want to be able to give people options and choices that they can feel good about and say, you know what, I chose good today. I did. Yeah. I don't know if there's like little cartoons back in the day with like a little angel on one shoulder, a little devil on the other,
I really think that people today want to make good choices. I think people,
of course.
You know, I think people have the best of intentions, but I feel like, you know, people are inundated with marketing messages, thousands of them every day, you know, and I mean, there's a reason why we see a new cereal kind or new kind, or there's like 8,000 flavors of ice cream now. When I was growing up, there were like maybe 6 or 7 at most, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like there's this overwhelm in terms of like trying to decide. So it's almost like, you know what? I can't do it. I'm going to have that hamburger.
Right.
So I do think that is much more prevalent now than it ever used to be. And I think that to some degree, social media hasn't helped with that. Digital media hasn't helped with that. So it's just, I think what we've got is all of these things in a pot and everything just kind of comes to a boil.
And then, and there, again, it's information overload. And now you have to vet the information. I mean, I remember several years ago, there was something called the Tide Pod Challenge, which made people think you're supposed to eat a Tide Pod, which unfortunately people thought was a real thing and they're going to the hospital.
I agree. I remember.
And, you know, and I'm sure someone did it as a joke. Because I hope no one seriously think you would eat a Tide Pod. But then it's like, oh, I guess I should do that. So yes, it's too much. In some respects, it's too much. And there's so much information. I don't say it's too much. There's so much. But then the amount of work the average person has to do to go, okay, who's the source of this? You know, and if it's a study that says this is good and that is bad, well, then you got to figure out who financed the study.
Yeah.
You know, was it Nabisco or was it, you know, something else? So
I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is CellevateV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15%.
15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. There's so that, just a lot more to it now than there ever used to be, right? It's just, it's become just this giant empire, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But let's go to your product. So tell us about Slacka.
So Slacka, again, is, like I said, it's a, we're kind of calling it a snack replacement. So it's not a energy drink per se. It has paraxanthine, which is a caffeine metabolite, which is technically caffeine free, but it gives you about a 3-hour burst of clean, focused energy. So people who are, you know, jittery around caffeine or don't want to drink it too late in the day for sleep issues, there's, you know, brands of coffee now that have paraxanthine and straight up energy drinks. We have it as an additional component to kind of help people with that, with the little lag they have. But primarily it's amino acids such as, like I said, 5-HTP, which is a serotonin precursor, which is actually what is the precursor of the GLP-1 in your own body. So, instead of an injection that's forcing it in, this kind of gets your body to do it naturally. Nice. And so we don't have any artificial ingredients. We have a sweetener that's called Ono Sweet, which is called a Reb-M fermented sugar cane, which has 0 calories. But it doesn't have stevia. I'm not a big fan of stevia personally. It has an aftertaste. I was adamant that we were gonna formulate this. It took a couple of years to get it right where we wanted it to be. I thought, you know, if they say if it was easy, everybody would do it. And everybody goes, this is harder than you think it is. I said, this will be not a breeze, but I got it. Of course, I don't think it's slower than you think. So between those amino acids, I said, the electrolytes, and then a little boost of energy with the paraxanthine, we're getting feedback from our customers saying, you know, it's quieting the food noise. I don't know if that's a phrase that's kind of coming up a lot these days. And I was just in London, and their price for their Mounjaro is like tripling. So a lot of people are on Mounjaro, one of the GLP-1 agonists. They're talking about how the price is tripling and what are people going to do about it. And even the newscaster was saying it really helped with food noise. So it's that kind of little chirpy thing, and like, come on, eat that pizza, eat that thing. And this one,
I know
this
you
one,
want more, it tastes good. Right. Stop that kind
this
of
This one lady said, she said, quote, it's making me rethink how I think about food. Oh, she said, I grew up in a house where, you know, you cleaned the clean plate club because there's starving children in the world, which forced you to eat past satiety so that you're not, you know, quote unquote, wasting food. And she had some Slacka, and she said she finished her dinner. She actually ate about half her dinner and was going to get the rest of it to go. And that would be like her late night, you know, snack before she went to bed. And she realized she left it behind. And instead of, she said, normally she would have turned around and gone back and gotten it. She's like, you know, I don't really feel like I need that.
Yeah.
So it's really helping people, again, get through that little slump, that midday between meal slump. And then also when you're coming up on a regular meal, you're feeling fuller sooner. So it's, and you're getting, again, all, you know, nothing artificial, and just, again, giving people options, giving people,
you know,
the chance to do something without, you know, if a GLP-1 medication worked for you, great. I have plenty of friends and family on it, but at some point you're probably going to want to come off of it.
Yep.
Go into like a maintenance phase, and you don't want to, you know, boomerang or yo-yo, as they say.
Yep.
Or maybe you're not interested in going that path, or there's a cost factor, or just, you know, you don't like needles. So again, this could be an option for people who are considering that type of journey. Yeah,
I love it. And it comes in 3 flavors, you said.
So right there, we just launched this summer. We're online and direct to consumer, direct to home. And also we've started getting into some stores in New York City area.
Okay.
But yeah, the first three flavors we have now, strawberry lemonade is our most popular.
Yeah.
And then we have a watermelon margarita. And then, of course, my personal favorite, which is the grapefruit.
Yeah, I like
that. So, I like a little more tart on my palate. So, but we try to have something for everybody. And I'm sure as we grow and expand, we'll have more flavors coming out soon.
So people can find out about your product if they go to slacka.com?
Drinkslacka.com.
Drinkslacka.com. Okay. Got it.
And you don't need the little umlaut. Just Either one will get you there. But just drinkslacka.com, and we're on, you know, all the socials, the TikTok, which and Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of good stuff. So kind of read more about it there.
Question before we wrap up, and I always ask my guests this. So I'm wondering if you can like offer a few easy tips, pieces of advice. Like, I mean, we've talked about a lot today. We've talked about just how overwhelming the information is. It's sometimes we want to make a good choice, but it's hard because there are too many choices or whatever. And I mean, obviously you've been in this industry and in this space for a while. And I'm just wondering if you could offer like a helpful tip or a piece of advice or something for someone listening who maybe is just like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just wondering what you could offer.
It's on topic, but a little bit different. When we're facing feeling overwhelmed, your body, historically, we're used to having the saber-toothed tiger in the woods. And so things that might scare us or startle us are life and death.
Right.
Historically. But, you know, a cranky email from your boss or somebody cutting you off in traffic is not truly life or death. But your brain kind of thinks it that way.
Totally.
And I always heard people say, well, just take a deep breath. And I thought, what the heck is a deep breath going to do for me? And as I've gone through my, you know, studying meditation and breath work and things, I've learned that when you're under stress, you start to breathe in a shallow breath because your body's trying to like preserve and figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And if you can kind of take your conscious brain to take over your subconscious brain, and it really works, and it doesn't, I know it sounds woo-woo to some people, just stop and go really in, hold, really out, breath, hold, and do that a few times. What it's doing is it's telling your subconscious brain, hey, everything's okay.
Yeah.
Because the limbic system went straight to fight or flight,
right,
and the adrenals are fired up and everything's going. But if your conscious brain can say, no, it's fine, it's all going to be okay, and you breathe in and hold it and breathe out and hold it, and so you can kind of control that breathing, then your subconscious brain goes, they know something, he or she knows something I don't know. They know it's okay. All right, everybody, stand down. Stop freaking out.
Yeah, right.
And it sounds simple, but it works. And it's just stop, breathe in, breathe out a few times, and you'll change. I'm a big Tony Robbins fan, and he's not the one that says this, but he makes it the most stunning. If you want to change your attitude, you got to change your physiology.
Yeah.
And so stand up, sit down, jump. That. But again, you're telling your conscious brain.
Getting up every hour for a few minutes, like that little bit of movement, like makes a big difference. It gives you not just a jolt of energy, but it like opens everything up in you, you know?
Yeah. And you might be at the computer and like, oh my gosh, the spreadsheet's killing me. I'm stuck. Just stop, get up, walk around, come back. But just take 5 to 10 seconds and tell your body it's okay. You're in control.
Yeah.
You're empowered.
Yeah,
I think that'll solve a lot, at least in the near term, solve a lot of stress for a lot of people. That.
So people can go to drinkslacka.com to find out more about your product, or if they want to reach out to you, they can find you there as well.
There, the Instagram or Facebook. So that's
got it.
I'm all over the place.
Okay, fabulous. Thanks so much for making time to tell us all about this today. This is really exciting.
I always make time for a fellow Tar Heel, Allison.
I'm not a Tar Heel. Let's just be very
Tar
clear.
Well, no, we're from the Tar Heel State. Tar Heel State. Well, I didn't go to Chapel.
Hello, North Carolinian. I'll go there.
Yes.
Right.
It's a great pleasure to connect.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So folks out there listening, we covered a lot of ground today, and this isn't really the typical conversation that you hear me have with somebody on this show. We didn't really talk a lot about processes and frameworks and all of that. But I think what we talked about, I think, can really resonate with a lot of you, because a lot of you listening can probably remember the far back as what we talked about with, you know, how the different food options are different and all of that. And it can literally be overwhelming to figure out where you can make changes. And so, you know, if you're interested in learning more about David's product, drinkslacka.com, you can find that link in the show notes. You can go and read all about it if you're interested in giving it a try, or if you want, you can just reach out to me and we can connect you as well. And on that note, if you know somebody who you think this episode would be helpful for, please feel free to copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me, or you can come over to my site, Again, let me just tell you, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner and just write to me, and we'll make sure that we send it to where it is that you want to go. So this is why I really believe we have the best audience. I know there's a lot of shows that you can listen to, and we sure do appreciate all of your support. We do consider you part of the family. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.